Yemen's civil war has resulted in widespread power outages across the country. The United Nations estimates that about 90% of the country's population lost electricity after the war broke out in 2015. The severe power shortage has led some Yemenis to buy solar energy equipment to produce their own electricity. Ibrahim Al-Faqi recognized this need 4 years ago and started selling solar panels. The demand for solar equipment has continued to rise, leading more people to get into the business. Even people who used to work selling food moved to work in solar energy because of the high demand, Faqi told the Reuters news agency. He runs a store in the capital, Sana'a, which sells solar water heaters and panels imported from India and China. Solar energy systems are providing answers to people struggling to meet their personal power needs. The availability of electricity was already extremely limited in Yemen's rural areas even before the conflict began. In many areas, electricity is needed to provide one of life's main necessities, water. Pumps are used to bring water to the surface for drinking and farming. Mohammed Yahya bought solar panels to power his home in the capital. He told Reuters that solar energy has become an important lifeline for many. Electricity these days isn't just for lighting. Electricity is life, he said. Yahya said solar energy is clearly being used by many as a way to help them get through the conflict. But he hopes people will keep using it as a main source of electricity when the war ends. Sana'a is controlled by the Houthi movement, which ousted internationally recognized President Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi from power in 2014. A Saudi-led coalition has been fighting a ground and air campaign in support of the government of Hadi, who fled to exile in Saudi Arabia. Iran supports the Houthi rebels.